Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And extremely local news is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. And today I am very happy to welcome a guy you might know, John Hansen. Hi, John.
Hello. Hey, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm good. John is the executive producer of the Black Club Chicago podcast. And my friend Tony Fitzpatrick passed away on October 11th at the age of 66, local artist and former radio co-host of mine, and his artwork is all over the place.
Yeah, and Wendy, I know you talked about him a lot last week, and I learned a lot about him through your stories and so many other stories that have kind of come out over the past week since he passed away. So what we did at Block Club Chicago, which I really appreciate just because, you know, I didn't know obviously him nearly as well as you did or know where his artwork may be, and it's stuff that we walk by all the time. So we kind of lined up 9 places where you can see that artwork, including this incredible mural at the Steppenwolf Theater that is just gorgeous, right on the exterior of the Arts and Education Building. I didn't know that he designed the Big Star logo, the famed taco place in the Wicker Park neighborhood. It's hanging there. And nearby, just across the street at Dove's Luncheonette, they've got pictures up of his artwork that's on the wall and all over the place. The Division Blue Line stop has this just incredible mural that I may have passed by. Wendy, I don't know how many times I passed by this and didn't know that it was Tony's work. And I think that's emblematic of all of us passing by murals and artwork that maybe we don't know who it was or who did it. But maybe this month we could take some time to appreciate some of his incredible artwork, along with all the stories that you all have told about him, to remember him and pay homage to, obviously, what a fascinating personality he was.
He really was something, and I miss him a lot, and he has a bunch of siblings that were kind of going to his popular places, like they were at Peanut Park Trattoria, and they all took a picture, and it was just really great to see his siblings walking in his footsteps and then posting it on social media. He will definitely be missed.
For sure.
All right. So you can go to blackclubchicago.org and find all those locations to see Tony Fitzpatrick's artwork. The No Kings March. There were a lot of those going on Saturday in various suburbs and in Chicago.
Yeah. All over the place, Wendy. Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
We were in the midst of the Chicago one, of course, for Block Club Chicago. Everyone always kind of gets on the crowd size thing, right? Because, you know, organizers, you know, they said about 250,000 Chicagoans flooded downtown for that particular march. And, you know, organizers are going to want to make the number. I'm not saying the number's not right. They just, you know, they're going to put their number up. And always people wonder, like, well, what's the official number of people? And everyone always is clamoring for this information. The Chicago police don't put out that information. That's a longstanding police policy. They don't want to get into this, how many people attended what rally, etc. But we did a Block Club Chicago, as we did kind of measure out, once the march started moving, just how long it was. And at one point, we were seeing the crowd stretched, I mean, pretty much shoulder to shoulder for 2 miles through the loop as it made its way through the loop. Started, of course, around noon or so and just kept on going. And from Washington to up to Michigan Avenue and Wacker Drive was really where the stretch of the longest thing was. Again, organizers said about 250,000 people joined. The protest in June was about 70,000 people, according to the rally. So it seems to be a lot more on Saturday. But I just want to point out one thing. I'm sure Steve and others have mentioned this. Police have said no one was arrested in connection with the rally or march, which, you know, I don't care which side of the political spectrum you're on. You know, people exercising their free speech to march is something that we all take pride in. And to do it peacefully with no arrests, I think, go Chicago. I think we all should be a little proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And Sears Sunken Garden. I'm a suburbanite, so tell me about this.
Okay. No, you're good. I didn't know about this either, Wendy. Did you know the North Lawndale neighborhood, before Sears Tower became Sears Tower, the North Lawndale community was home to Sears Roebuck and Company. And in fact, there's this famed 14-story brick tower that is still there, and some of the remnants of the campus where Sears Roebuck and Company still exist. And the neighborhood neighborhood has obviously changed a lot over the years after Sears left in the 70s. But one of the beautiful features that has been tried to be kept up by the neighbors is this gorgeous sunken garden area that used to be kind of a respite for the workers. They wanted to build this outdoor pavilion at 3330 West Arthington Street. And they did it to kind of help the workers, you know, relax, walk through it on a lunch break. Imagine that. Kind of like our 33rd floor up 303 Wacker, Wendy. I don't know if you've been up there. But
no.
Yeah, oh, it's gorgeous up there. You gotta head up there. It's pretty cool. But it was a sunken garden. It was designed and opened in 1907. And it has this really cool pavilion that has kind of fallen into disrepair. Well, anyways, they just broke ground on a $5 million overhaul to revitalize this. Some of the neighbors have been planting stuff over the last couple of years to try and bring it back. But the point is to revive it, make it look like it did in 1907. And then what used to provide respite and relaxation for the Sears workers, now they want to give that to the North Lawndale community, a community which has gone through a lot of changes over the last few years and really trying to revitalize things lately.
I love that.
That's great.
That's what I love about Block Club Chicago. I mean, just really interesting stories off the beaten path. Love it. You guys do such a great job over there.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm literally looking at the monitor on the crib, and David is standing up, so I need to go get him out of there.
All right.
He's never done that before.
Oh, yay.
A live milestone on the show.
Auntie Wendy loves you.
Yeah, I better go get him before he jumps out.
All
right. Bye, Wendy.
Bye, John Hansen. You can hear him later tonight on Your Money Matters. And he, of course, does a fine job with the Black Club Chicago podcast. I love little babies, and what is wrong with me that, well, it's not just me, why do people like to chew the feet of a cute baby? I mean, not like literally bite them and chew them, but it's like, it's fun. It's, all right, I better go.